Welcome in. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson in the DJ Tools mindset. Aim straight at that sunrise jungle and old school DNB feeling. We're building something you can actually perform and automate like a DJ, a right groove blend system. Here's the emotional concept. In a sunrise set, the right isn't just more symbol, it's an emotional lever. You can make the exact same breakbeat feel euphoric and weightless or driving and tense without rewriting the drums. That's the whole point. The break stays king. The ride becomes the sunrise. By the end, you'll have a single ride layer that can morph between two moods. Warm air, which is soft and wide and shimmering. Forward drive, which is brighter, tighter, and more urgent. And you'll control it with macros for blend, ducking, and brightness. Plus groove that stays locked to old-school swing without smearing transients. All right, let's set the vibe first. Set your tempo between 165 and 172. I'm going to assume 170 BPM because it's a classic sweet spot. Get a break running. Amen. Think, or any chopped loop. If you don't have one ready, drop a break loop onto an audio track. Turn warp on, and pick a warp mode. If the break is clean and punchy, beats mode is great. If it's messier or more complex, Complex Pro can behave better, but it can also soften transients, so trust your ears. Mindset check. Rides work best as an evolving layer over phrases. Think 8, 16, 32 bars. Not a static always on hat replacement. If your ride is constant and loud, it stops feeling emotional and starts feeling like a mistake. Now we build the ride source. Create a new MIDI track and name it Rides. Load a drum rack. We're going to put two different ride samples into two pads. Put ride A on C1. Put ride B on C-sharp 1. Ride A is your darker, softer, more vinyl washy sample. Slight noise is good. A tiny bit of dirt is good. It should feel like air. Ride B is your brighter, more metallic option. Think 909-ish, Rompler-ish, or even a slightly crunchy 12-bit vibe. It should feel like motion and intent. On each pad, you'll likely be using simpler, so do this per ride. Set it to one shot, not gate, so the hits feel consistent. Set decay so it doesn't wash forever at 170 BPM. For ride A, aim around 450 to 900 milliseconds. For ride B, shorter, 250 to 600 milliseconds. Then filter each one a bit, because we're going to mix like grown-ups. Ride A, low pass somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. Ride B, low pass higher, maybe 12 to 18 kHz. We're not trying to kill the top, we're just shaping the roll of each ride. Next, the pattern. This is where jungle energy starts to happen. Create a one-bar MIDI clip and loop it. Use straight eighth notes as your bass pulse. Place hits on the classic eight positions in the bar, on the beats and the ands. If you're thinking in Ableton's grid, that's 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4, and 1.4.3. Now the sunrise trick. Add two super light skip hits. Place them at 1.2.2 and 1.4.2, but make them ghost notes. Very low velocity. They should feel like a little lift, not a new rhythm taking over. Velocity guidance. Main 8 THS, about 70 to 95. Skip ghost hits. 25 to 45. And once in a while, accent that before the snare, depending on how your break lands. That might go up to 95 or even 110, but don't turn it into a trance ride. This is jungle. It should breathe. Duplicate that bar so you have a two-bar loop. Then change bar two slightly. Remove one hit near the end so there's a pocket of space, or add a tiny 1/16 pickup right before a phrase change. The goal is to stop it from sounding like a copy-paste loop, because sunrise hypnosis comes from subtle variation. Now groove. This is huge. Open groove pool. Add something like MPC 16 swing in the 54 to 58 range. Subtle. We're not trying to make it sloppy. We're trying to make it alive. Apply that groove to the ride's clip. Start with timing at 10 to 20%. Velocity at 10 to 25%. Random around 2 to 8%. And a key performance choice. Don't commit the groove yet. If you commit, you bake it in. If you keep it live, you can automate groove amount and treat it like energy. Less groove intensity can feel calmer and more floating. More groove intensity can feel like the party's arriving. One of the most important ideas in this whole lesson is this. Let the ride swing slightly differently than the break. That's how it floats above the drums. But if it starts fighting the break, pull timing down or pick another groove. Now we build the core system. The ride groove blend rack. On the ride's track, add an auto effect rack and group your effects into it. Inside the rack, Create two chains. Chain A is warm air. Chain B is forward drive. Now map a macro called blend to crossfade between them using chain selector. Set the zone so it covers 0 to 63 and B covers 64 to 127. Then map macro 1 to chain selector from 0 to 127. But before you get excited automating blend, do the coach move. Level match the chains. Loop your brake plus the rides. Solo chain A, then solo chain B. Adjust utility gain at the end of each chain until switching feels like a tone and energy change, not a volume jump. This is the difference between emotional DJ move and I turned it up. Let's build chain A. Warm air. First, EQ 8. High pass around 300 to 600 HC to keep low mid jung out. A gentle dip around 3 to 5 KHE, maybe minus 2 dB to tame harshness. Then a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12 KHE, plus 1 to 3 dB. Air, not bite. Optional. Auto filter for movement. Low pass around 10 to 14 KHE, resonance around 0.8 to 1.3, and just a tiny envelope amount so it breathes instead of staying static. Then chorus ensemble. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate 0.2 to 0.6 AG. Width 120 to 170%. This is how you get shimmer without drowning in reverb. Then reverb, but keep it disciplined. Decay around 0.9 to 1.6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 7 to 10 KHE. Dry slash wet 6 to 12%. At 170 BPM, reverb gets messy fast. The goal is a halo, not a cloud. Chain A should feel wide, gentle, emotional. If it ever stabs your ear, you've made it too bright or too resonant. Now chain B. Forward drive. EQ 8 first. High pass 400 to 900 HC. You want presence, not body. Add a presence boost around 6 to 9 KHC, plus 2 to plus 5 dB. But be careful. Jungle already has sizzle. This is about definition. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 5 to 20%. Set damp to avoid fizz, often in that 5 to 8 KHC region. And transients plus 5 to plus 20, so the ride speaks through the break. Then saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps it feel forward, without needing stupid amounts of EQ. Then utility. Width around 80 to 120%. Keep it controlled. Gain to level match with chain A. Chain B should feel tighter, more present, like we're rolling now. Now we add DJ style ducking, so the ride stays classy. After the rack, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Start with ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so a bit of tick comes through. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, so it bounces with tempo. Threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. Map macro 2 and name it duck. Map it to the compressor threshold, maybe also ratio if you like. But threshold alone is usually the cleanest performance control. Extra coach note here, if you want that old school punch, try ducking to the snare only, not the full drum bus. The snare crack is the emotional center. If the ride masks that, your whole vibe collapses. Next, we add a feel and tone control layer. Inside the rack, add redux very subtly for old school grain. Down sample around 2 to 8, low, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. If you can obviously hear redux, it's too much. It's seasoning. Then add a global auto filter or some kind of tone control and map it to macro 3 called brightness. Set the macro range so you can go from about 7 KHE up to about 16 KHC. And here's a pro performance move. Macro safe zones. In macro mapping, don't give yourself the full dangerous range. Make the first 70% of the knob subtle, and the last 30% the spicy zone. That way you can perform live without accidentally hitting ice pick brightness or too much drive. Now, one of the most DJ tool things you can do. Alignment. Your brake might not sit perfectly on the grid. Vinyl brakes breathe. Don't chase perfection with quantize. Instead, warp the brake, so bar lines are right. Then nudge the entire ride timing until it locks with the brake's micro pocket. Use track delay on the ride's track. Try plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's often all it takes. Suddenly it stops sounding like MIDI on top of audio, and starts sounding like a single drummer. Now let's do the sunrise progression. This is where it becomes music. We'll map out a 16-bar emotional arc. Bars 1 to 4. Pre-lift. Keep blend low, around 0 to 20%, mostly warm air. Keep brightness lower, like a low pass around 9 to 11 KHZ. Duck moderate so the ride sits behind the brake, and keep velocities slightly lower. At this point, your ride should feel like fog plus shimmer. If you mute it, you miss it. If you unmute it, it doesn't steal the snare story. That's the target. Bars 5 to 8. Opening. Raise blend slowly toward 40 to 60%. Open brightness a notch to 12 to 14 kHz. In bar 8, add 1 or 2 extra ghost 1/16 hits at very low velocity. This is like sunlight flickering through leaves. Tiny detail. Big emotion. Bars 9 to 12. Sun hits. Push blend to around 70 to 85% so forward drive starts speaking. Reduce duck slightly so it can shine a bit. And here's a tasty trick. Let chain A's reverb or width rise just a hair while chain B gets more present. That contrast reads as everything opened, without just boosting volume. Bars 13 to 16. Lock in and set up the next phrase. Pull blend back to around 50 to 65% for balance. Add a small ride fill at the end of bar 16. Maybe 2 1/16 hits. Then mute the rides for one bar before the next phrase. Classic tension trick. The break suddenly feels naked, and when the ride returns, it feels like a wave. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that ruin sunrise vibes fast. First, rides too loud. If your ride feels like the main drum, you've cheapened the break. Think felt more than heard. A good reference is that the rides can sit a couple to several dB below the perceived hat brightness. Second, too much reverb. At fast tempos, reverb turns into blur. Short decay, high cut the reverb, and keep dry/wet modest. Third, harsh buildup in the 6 to 10 kHz area. That's where pain lives. Use heck. And if you want to get fancy, use dynamic control like multi-bent dynamics on chain B so it clamps only when it gets aggressive. Fourth, swing that fights the break. If it feels late or early, reduce groove timing percent, switch grooves, or use that track delay nudge. Fifth, no ducking. Without it, rides mask the snare crack, and the whole old-school punch disappears. Before we wrap, a couple advanced options you can try if you want to upgrade the system.